Welcome to Return with Honor, a Wyvern Nation podcast hosted by the 31st Fighter Wing Commander, Brigadier General Tad Clark. Enjoy the message.
All right. Well, welcome to our second podcast, and we're really excited about today's conversation because I have a special guest. That's Captain Ty Williams. We brought him from the 606th Air Control Squadron up here to the wing as he serves now as a member of our Commander's Action Group. And so we're going to talk today about Thrive, Ty, and talk about what it means to thrive, perhaps how we can recognize when we think we are thriving or perhaps when we're not, and areas that we can pursue thriving. It's one of our tenets, a cultural tenets in our wing. So I'm really excited about today's conversation.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Wyvern Nation. Really excited, really blessed to be here to take part of this important conversation. I think especially as we enter the month of December, right where we're at in the year, typically this is the time when we can reflect, look back on where we've been in the year 23 and kind of where we want to go, who we want to be in the year 2024. So I think that this is a perfect theme for today's discussion. So with that, I'll go ahead and jump into it. Thrive, it's kind of a broad concept, right? Many definitions. So I'll pose a question to you, sir. What does it mean to thrive to you? Kind of the first question. The second part is, how do you know when you're thriving? So what does it mean to you and how do you know when?
Well, those are great questions. And I think it's best to start off with, it depends. Or defining thrive is going to be a little different from person to person. But I think there's some overall tenets we can capture when we look at the word thrive and what it means to us. I was listening to Tony Robbins recently, and he said a couple things I thought were fairly compelling and related to this topic. He highlighted that when we navigate life, it's important to consider and learn from the past, but not let the past define us. I think that's important because we all have a choice of what we can focus on and spend our time on, and we need to consider our past and learn from it, but we need to look towards the future, the here and now, and how we move forward. So not letting the past define us, but using that to highlight areas that we need growth. And so then when we take time to find and identify and discover areas for growth, that helps us set goals, objectives, set some milestones that we can work towards to keep us moving forward. What I really like about Simon Sinek is that he highlights the importance of optimism. I think optimism is a really important ingredient when we think about the word thrive, because it allows us to recognize that we have value, purpose, we can make an impact, and therefore encourages us to use our time to make those around us better and to ensure that we are growing in areas that we've identified. And so to answer your question, Ty, what does it mean to thrive? I think it means that we're able to navigate both the highs and the lows in life that will invariably be a part of our daily journey. And we're able to navigate those in a way that's balanced, has a measure of optimism, and understands that our time is valuable and we need to make our time here count.
That's good.
What are your thoughts on thrive?
So I started when we decided we're going to discuss this topic, I started by defining, looking up the definition of what does it mean. And so I kind of that yielded two definitions that I really liked that I think kind of frame my answer a little bit. So the first one says to grow, to develop, or to be successful. I think we can all kind of resonate with that. And then the second one said to prosper or to flourish. And so I like those two definitions because I think one kind of focuses on the process, the journey, the pursuit, and the second one focuses on the result.
Yeah.
And I like that because for me, I think thriving is so much about the pursuit of becoming the person who that we are capable of becoming, right? Maximizing our potential. Yeah. That's a phrase that my dad always imparted to me and my brothers. And essentially that just means, right, I believe that we all have a capacity, and maximizing that capacity, right? Be it, you know, the certain gifts that we have that we've been blessed with. And so I think if we're on that path to improving, and maybe it's in multiple areas, maybe it's just one area. But I think if we commit ourselves to that journey, I believe that we have the right to say that we're thriving in those moments. Then ultimately, I don't know that we'll ever reach a point when we say, I've arrived, I've thrived, right? I think right. So much of it is iterative. So much is constantly becoming better, even if it's just marginally every day,
mm-hmm.
right? But I do believe that in those pockets, some of those moments in time, we can prosper, when we can flourish, as the definition said. And so for me, that's why I would define it. Kind of the journey, the process, the pursuit, and then enjoying those moments when we do have those accomplishments that stick out to us. Or we can pinpoint that moment when we say, hey, you know, in that moment, I feel like I was thriving.
I love that. And let me just pull the thread on something you said. What I really, that's a fantastic definition. What I really like, though, is you highlighted the potential that we have, because it highlights the uniqueness that everyone has. Unfortunately, in the world of social media, there are certain images and standards that we feel like we have to measure up to be successful.
Yeah.
What I like about with you highlighting the potential we have is that everybody has different talents, and we need to capitalize on those rather than be shaped and influenced to define success looks just one way,
right?
That you have to look a certain way or do something specific in your profession or have a certain duty title or have a certain amount of money in your bank account. That's not, to me, what success looks like. And thriving is reaching the potential we each have as individuals, because we each have innate skill sets and talents, and then there are other talents and skill sets we can further grow and develop. But it really does look different from person to person, and that's what makes life so exciting. Not just working in the 31st Fighter Wing and looking at all the talent across the wing, but actually in this journey called life, it's really exciting to see people capitalize on the talents they have. Someone may be very, very artistic and creative and innovative. Someone may be a very talented critical thinker, ask tough questions. Someone may be a very good orator or speaker. Someone may be a very talented listener. Success looks very, very different. But bottom line, thriving is, like you said, capitalizing on our potential, moving forward with a spirit of optimism, and further developing ourselves as we are on this journey. And I wholeheartedly agree. Life is a journey. We don't arrive to the word thrive. It's a process.
Yes, sir.
So I really like how you define that topic. Right.
So the second question then that we'll go to now is, in what ways, as kind of we get more specific here within the theme of thrive, in what ways or areas of your life can you and can we thrive? And then if you have an example of that.
And you bet. So thinking that through, I think there are countless areas we can thrive. You know, just a real quick rundown from my perspective is physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, professional, relational areas that we can improve and grow and develop. And so because that covers all facets of life, it can be daunting and overwhelming. But I think when we walk into the day being deliberate, you know, that's a word that has really become more pressing and more important in my life in recent years, of being deliberate with my time. And so when I think through those different areas that I can thrive in, you know, I'll talk about physical as one easy example. We all know that a healthy diet, staying hydrated, get enough sleep, getting into the gym or getting outside, moving, being active, it's very, very important. It's not just good for reducing stress. It clears our mind. It keeps us healthy and keeps us moving. And so that's something that I think that we all aspire to achieve, and that's good physical fitness and physical health. Mental. You know, mental is, I think, a really interesting one, because there's a lot of ways you can get after that, whether it be quiet time in the morning, reading, journaling, doing devotions, having a coffee with someone that's special to you, or just looking outside, looking at the view. If you're able to live, you know, for those of us that live here at Aviano, you can see Piancavallo on the horizon. Just clearing the mind, taking time for not just activity, but taking time to have some silence. I think there's power in solitude. And I think we're so busy in today's life, sometimes we feel uncomfortable by sitting and doing nothing. But I think sitting and doing nothing, clearing the mind and taking some time to just relax is important. It's good for the mind, good for the soul, good for the body. Reading is, of course, a really important thing, and something that we prioritize in this wing with our reading list, lots of different literature and books to grow and learn. And I think that's an important part for mental fitness and thriving mentally. And then I'll just end up in one more example, because I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. Relational. You know, a lot of people have a significant other. Some people may not be dating or be in a marital relationship. The relational is broader than that. It's the friendships. It's the touch points we have with those we work with. It's the conversations we have with family back home, maybe some folks you've met along the way in your Air Force journey. So Ty, those are some of my thoughts. I'm really interested in hearing what you have to share.
I think as we put those areas together, I think it's important to remember that while we can thrive in certain pockets of our lives or in certain aspects, I believe all of it still works towards the whole person concept. And what I mean when I say that is, if I'm thriving mentally or spiritually, but I believe that the benefits of those efforts, right, that commitment, being deliberate, as you said, to thrive in that way can flow into other areas. Maybe it's professionally. Maybe if I commit myself to thriving mentally and emotionally, as you stated, maybe that makes me a better colleague, a better supervisor, right, when I'm in the office. Maybe I'm a more pleasant person to be around because I have that balance, that centeredness in my own personal life. For me, an example, right, when I think about my wife, Kenneth, who I love very much, when I commit myself to being a better husband, right, at home, and I can say that I'm thriving relationally, right, having a peaceful household, I found that can bleed into other areas of my life that brings peace in other areas of my life. Right? And so maybe just professionally, as, you know, maybe I'm a first-term airman or CGO, whatever level that you find yourself in, maybe it's just getting 1% better in your craft every day, or taking the time to go spend time with your troops or your colleagues, your brothers and sisters in arms. I think those things can make us more productive, more effective in other areas. And so I think we can kind of enjoy those residual effects and benefits by committing just to one area, and then that can lead to another area. So I think those are kind of the ways that we can get after thriving professionally and then personally in any number of ways in our
lives. You hit on something really, really important. The place that we go to when we leave work is really, really important. And if that's a high stress environment, that can make it difficult to thrive in other areas in our life. And it sets a tone and tenor in terms of the quality of our sleep. If we're stressed out at home, and then we come into the workplace, bringing that with us, and then it just compounds, makes it even more difficult to thrive when we have the pressures of the day-to-day grind as well. So really sitting down, being deliberate, setting goals, thinking through where we are, where we want to go, what things need to take place to get there, both at home, however you define home, whether you live by yourself or you have a large family. And then when you think through your workplace, setting goals, what do you want to achieve? And thinking that through, I think it's really important, especially as you highlight in the very beginning, as we're making this transition, this pivot from 2023 mm-hmm. to 2024. And what always happens, right? We talk about New Year's resolutions, right? Yeah. And so I think they're great. I think New Year's resolutions are fantastic. The key, of course, is consistency and
sustainability.
That's right. Sustainability. And how often do we revisit those goals and objectives and resolutions? How often are we updating them? Are they relevant? And so I really think a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month type of mindset and approach to resolutions and goals and milestones is very much needed, rather than something that we decide to do jumping in the new year. And then unfortunately, the day-to-day grind erodes our ability to be consistent. So I think revisiting those and being deliberate is really a key to success. And so maybe something to share with our first-term airmen that are living abroad for the first time. So the new assignment with a lot going on. We're throwing a lot their way. I would encourage you to sit down, think through those that are in your organizations and units that you look up to. Think about maybe some friends and family back home that you look up to. Ask for advice, set some goals, and then ask some folks to hold you accountable, to check in with you. And then that, I think, adds some additional consistency and sustainability to our milestones and goals.
Absolutely. And the last thing I'll kind of say before we wrap up here is you touched on New Year's resolutions, right? Given where we are in the year. I agree. I think they're wonderful with parameters, right?
And, yes.
And I think one of the things that I heard in the podcast recently was in addition to identifying specific goals, things that we want to do or stop doing, I think having a theme for the year or multiple themes can also kind of help drive our priorities and what we put effort into. So, you know, as I look at 2024 for myself personally, I think thrive is an excellent theme, right? To be able to say, hey, I want to thrive in 2024, right? And then kind of work down from that. Well, what does that mean for me? Maybe for me to thrive in 2024, it's cleaning up my diet or, you know, reading more, whatever that, you know, volume is, or spending more quality time with my family and my friends. And by doing those things by the end, by December 2024, right, I can say, hey, I can look back and say, hey, I thrived this year, right? Whatever that means to me. So
I love that. And what I love about thrive is that's a word that was brought up and agreed upon by the leadership team when we were agreeing on the three cultural tenets under mission, the three cultural tenets under airmen, and the three cultural tenets under family.
Yes.
So when we looked at mission, airmen, and family, and we came up with three things we wanted to achieve in each of those categories. And the word thrive was agreed upon by everyone in the room when we were talking about family, that it applies to life. It applies to the way we execute the mission. Mm-hmm. It applies to our airmen. It applies actually to all three. And it applies to so many facets in life. It's endless. It's a great theme. That's a great idea. I suspect, Ty, you have probably inspired several listeners to maybe consider that for their theme of 2024. I love that. Something I foot stomp in the Wyvern Welcome, and for those that are not part of our wing, we do a newcomers arrival briefing every Wednesday morning. Something that the leadership team and I prioritize and emphasize is the word thrive. And my main talking point on that is I want this assignment, I want this time in their life to be a pivot point that points them in the right direction so that they can thrive. And if they've been thriving upon arrival, I want them to continue to thrive. And for those that have arrived or need a source of encouragement and they recognize there's some things that we need to grow and develop and change, I want this assignment, I want this time in their life to be a season where they can see a transition towards accomplishing goals, feeling empowered, feeling developed, feeling encouraged and supported, so that they can succeed not just in the here and now, but succeed next year and the year after and 10 years down the road and through life, so that when they reflect on their life, they can trace a lot of that progress, mm-hmm. that growth, that thriving to this time, this season in life. I really want this to be a wing that prioritizes that and not just be a team that talks about it,
right,
but a team that puts it into action.
Amazing. All right, sir, I think that does it. Thank you so much again for bringing me on. It's an honor and privilege to spend this time with you. I know you're busy. Your obligations are many, but to have this conversation about Thrive, I think it's one that is important for the wing. Real to be a part of it.
Well, I love this idea of the podcast. So thanks to you and the Commanders Action Group for birthing this idea. But my intent, and I know your intent is as well, that this is something that our airmen and our team can listen to, be encouraged by, maybe take some notes on, and apply in life. And again, we really want to hit on the word thrive. The first podcast was what our motto means, return with honor. This one was thrive because this is an important one and it affects everything. And so I'm really, really excited. And the timing couldn't have been a better fit. The timing couldn't have been better. Where we are now looking towards bringing 2023 to a close and looking forward to a new year, 2024. So again, thank you for this time. Our listeners, we hope that you've enjoyed this. And again, as our motto says, we hope that wherever you go, you succeed and thrive. And we always want you to remember, we want you to return with honor. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about Wyvern Nation or events happening in and around the 31st Fighter Wing, visit the Aviano Air Base Facebook page or navigate to the 31st Fighter Wing page through the Air Force Connect app. And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any new content. See you next time.